Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Ralph Graves. Welcome to the Ralph Graves Jr. Morning Show. So glad to have you guys here. We're at WWDBAM.com, 860 on the AM dial. And we're just so glad to have you guys in the place today. You guys are awesome. So glad to have you here. Hey, guys, it's another Wednesday. And we're getting... I'm just happy to be here. If you listen to the show, you're blessed. My name is Ralph Graves. The gang is all here. Guys, 888-329-3306 are the call-in numbers. Call in. Let me know where you guys are listening from. Good morning, Glenda Shields on Facebook Live. Good morning, Instagram. My Instagram Live people. Good morning, Philadelphia, South Jersey, Bala Kenwood. So glad to have you guys on. Good morning all over the nation if you're watching and listening. So we're so glad to have you here. My name is Ralph Graves. I'm the pastor of Cornerstone Community Church in Millville, New Jersey. I've been pastoring there for about 14 years. If you don't know, I'm a retired police officer. I was a police officer for 20 years, retired as a sergeant. I'm a father, a husband, a grandfather, and I love the Lord, and I'm just happy that the Lord gave me a radio program. But the gang is here this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How you making out?
Good, good, good. Good morning, Kyrie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janae.
Hi.
It's so good to have you guys in today. Guys, the calling numbers 888-329-3306. Our hot topic or our topic today, every topic I think is a pretty good topic. We're talking about how to make your or making your habits stick. Making your habits stick. You know those good habits that we formed or we say we were going to form, those resolutions. And I know 2020's been crazy. I heard somebody say yesterday that if they knew 2020 was going to be like this, they would have never left the New Year's Eve party. That they would have stayed right at the New Year's Eve party, never walked out. But there's some habits that hopefully while quarantined or while you're doing different things, hopefully you took an inventory of where you are and where you what you're doing and you formed some good habits. And we're talking about making them stick. But before we do, how was everybody's weekend?
Good.
Yeah. Anybody do anything interesting? Kaya, what you do? Anything?
No, I didn't do anything. No. Oh, I cooked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Very good. Janae, you do anything interesting?
I really don't think so.
No?
I can't remember.
Okay. Jason, what about you, man?
We went to my mother's house. It was to celebrate my sister's and my one nephew's birthday. So,
okay.
Something laid back.
All right. Very good. Very good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's we're coming to the point of the summer, and there's not a whole lot you can do, I guess. But, you know, just family time is important time. Rest is important, you know. Rest is important. I had a good weekend myself. I had a good weekend. Do what I normally do. I preach the gospel. But I've become and this is just off the cuff. You know, I like sports, guys, and I like football, baseball, basketball. I like the top four. I even watch some hockey every now and then. But I got into F1 racing.
I can never get into racing.
I got it. I don't think I could ever get into NASCAR, but I probably didn't ever think I'd get into Formula One racing. But I got into Formula One racing, and sometimes I spend the weekend watching Formula One. And I'm going to tell you what got me into Formula One.
What's that?
Netflix. They had a show on, and it was downtime. It was down season. And what's the name of the show, Janae, we got hooked to?
Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive. And you start learning all these drivers and their personalities, and you start rooting for them. And NASCAR is a different thing, man. It's global, and so we kind of got into it as a family. So I'm rooting for teams now. You know, I bought a shirt, not NASCAR, F1. Bought a shirt that said I root for the team. I root for McLaren. You know, you start learning all the engine types. So anyway, we watched the race. It's pretty exciting. So that's what I did this weekend. And waiting for football to come back, if it ever comes back.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic about it.
Yeah, basketball in the bubble is like watching AAU. It doesn't excite me at all.
Wait, did only see teams putting up 150 points?
Oh, no, man. Nobody plays defense. I'm just like, I don't even know why I watch this. So I just, you know, it is what it is. But we are here. We are here, and I'm so glad to be here. Guys, the call-in number, 888-329-3306. We have some guests calling in today, some guests who are starring in a brand-new movie that will be coming out in August, and we'll be talking to them. They'll be calling in. But the topic for today is making your habits stick. Making your habits stick. Our Twitter poll, well, not really a Twitter poll. It's just a Twitter question. Is, what is it, Janae? It's somewhere.
The question is, how do you receive clarity when struggling to make a tough decision?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, we're faced with a lot of tough decisions. Kids going back to school. Do you go back to work if you're a teacher? People are doing things differently. How do you receive clarity, you know, when struggling to make a tough decision? I know a lot of believers listen to the show. You'll say, Pastor, prayer. Okay, that's great. That's great. And I know it's prayer. But what speaks to your heart? I'm talking about real clarity when struggling to make a decision. So it's kind of a serious question, but it's out there for Instagram, for Facebook, for WWDB listeners. You know, so how do you do that? Give us a call, 888-329-3306. Maybe the way you receive clarity might help somebody else receive clarity when they're going through it. Guys, I put out a truth boost every day at 9 a.m. Every day at 9 a.m. I send an encouraging text to your phone. It's called a truth boost. And all you got to do is text C3E to the number 313131 to receive a daily truth boost. Something to kind of help you start the day. But it hits your phone every morning at 9 a.m. Text C3E to the number 313131 and you'll get a truth boost. So here we are this morning. Hey, let's talk about our habits. Anybody in here today, before you guys start calling in, what are some good habits that you've started? I know we always talk about bad habits. Talk to me about some of your good habits. You got any good habits, Janae?
Good habits. I try to go to bed on time.
Right. That's a good habit. That's a good habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Jason? Name one of your good habits.
I like to read before I go to bed. Like you talked about last week about kind of disconnecting yourself from like a screen or to read before I go to bed. Just kind of like mellows you out and just, you know, it's a natural way just for me to fall asleep instead of gluing myself to a screen and be up for hours. So I like to read before I go to bed.
Very good. Kair, what about you? Any good habits?
Yeah, I'm not a procrastinator.
I will say that about Kair. Kair, if I ask her to do something, Jason and Janae, you know, she moves on it like, wow, right? I mean, she moves on it. Before I get the sentence out, I'll say, Kair, can you send me, bing, and it's already there. I really don't know too many people like that who get that kind of stuff done. So we're talking about good habits. So now we're going to talk about how do we maintain or how do we make them stick? And I'm sure you guys have some other habits too that are good habits. And maybe it's, you know, hey, I'm eating better now. Okay, how do I stick? How to make that stick? I'm training, or I'm, like Jason said, I'm reading, but now I'm reading the word, or I'm praying more. How do we make these good habits stick? Guys can call in 888-329-3306. You can post something on Instagram Live. I'll see it come up. I'll talk about it. Facebook Live, you know, you guys can post like you've always been. But 888-329-3306, that's the call-in number. Now, number one on making it stick. First thing you got to do is identify your goals. All right? We're going to dive right into it. We don't have many, but you have to identify your goals. And I mean daily, ladies and gentlemen. Daily identify what your goals are. Hey, Pep342 on Instagram Live, he says he has daily affirmations that are part of his habits. So that's good. Affirmations to get him through the day. So what are some of your goals? First of all, identify your goals, right? Have you made your priorities part of your daily routine? Are your goals, are your priorities part of your daily routine? Now that sounds elementary. That sounds like, well, why shouldn't they be? Well, if you're not careful, and if this was church, I'd get an amen. You would spend the entire day doing or fulfilling other people's goals. People will pull you in every direction And the next thing you know, it's 10 p.m. and you haven't pushed toward one of your goals at all. So have you made your goals a priority and part of your daily routine? That's a good habit, guys. A good habit is to make your goals. What are you trying to achieve for yourself, for your family, for your mental health, for your financial health? What are your goals? Have you made that part of your daily priority? So we have to, and don't be afraid to write those down. Don't be afraid to take inventory. Don't be afraid to, thank you, Sister Joyce. She's like, amen. That's right. Amen. She gave me amen for that. You have to make your priorities part of your daily routine. You ever set out to do something, but you got to do this and you got to do that, and somebody called you here and somebody called you there. Next thing you know, none of what you set out to do got done. Mm-hmm. Put it off till tomorrow. It's tough. And we have loved ones that we love. They love us. But sometimes, y'all, sometimes. Hey, what's going on, leadership? What's going on, Sunshine, who checked in on Instagram Live? Sometimes you have to put them on pause to get your goals and get your priorities done. You know, it's difficult to do, but we're talking about setting up good habits. Toll-free number, guys, 888-329-3306. How do you make your habits stick? And one thing is, you're going to have to be stingy sometimes when it comes to prioritizing your goals and where you want to be and who you want to be. Next, and then we'll dive into this and kind of like a subpart of that, and then we'll talk about some other things, is manage your finances, right? We've always talked about that. We had some young ladies on and talked about managing your finances. But when I talk about it, I want to talk about drilling down your cash flow and put systems in place for growing that cash flow. Do you have systems in place to increase your cash flow? Have you drilled it down? Have you put a system in place, right, to help you achieve some of the things that you have to achieve, guys? So these are some of the things we're talking about, how to make your habits stick. How to make your habits stick. So, but before we go any further, I want to ask you guys about your weekend. And I want to go deep. I know you say you didn't do anything, but you did something. What did you do? Were you calm? Did you get new insight on something, Jason? Did you get new insight on something, Kair? New insight, Janae, on anything? We just chilled out. We just, any new shows that we should be watching? Did we get new insight? Did you find a new place of you, of who you are? Did you find that? I look for that on my weekends when I'm not doing anything. I take a deep dive into who Ralph Graves Jr. is. And then I always end in prayer, because once I really get down to her, I need the Lord. I need the Lord in a real way. So I just want you guys to take inventory of where you are. Where are you guys calling from? Where are you guys listening from? Check us out. I mean, let me know on Instagram and on Facebook, and call in 888-329-3306. This is the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. We will be right back after these messages.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Jackson, and I'm one of the attorneys with Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, where we put people first. We're a full-service law firm that specializes in personal injury, workers' compensation, nursing home abuse, medical malpractice, real estate, and wills and trusts. Should you ever need any legal assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us. We can be contacted toll-free at 1-877-866-7535. Once again, that's 1-877-866-7535. Also, please visit our website at www.peoplefirstlawyers.com and see how we can assist you. And please, be sure to mention that you heard us on the Ralph Graves Jr. Show and ask for Jamie Jackson.
Set goals. Make them happen. What do you do every single day? What do you do on a daily basis? And does what you do run parallel with what your goals are? If not, that's okay. Evaluate what you do on a daily basis. Make small changes. Set goals and make them happen. The make part is writing down what you do on a daily basis, evaluating it, and and making small changes on a day-to-day basis. This is X Athletics. Age, size, abilities, we all can. This is about getting up off the ground when you're 90 years old. Functional fitness. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of life. This is a decision, a conscious decision for yourself. Coach Lee, 856-236-0810, www.xathletics.co, xathletics123@gmail.com, CoachLeaf_X on Instagram.
Revive Hydration is a proud sponsor of the Ralph Graves Morning Show. Revive Hydration is the first IV hydration and vitamin infusion service in the South Jersey area. For more details, please visit their website at www.revivehydration.com or you can give them a call at 856-485-0070. Again, their website, www.revivehydration.com or give them a call at 856-485-0070.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Ralph Graves. This is the Ralph Graves Jr. Morning Show. Our topic today is making those habits stick, your good habits stick. Janae, you said you had a comment.
Yeah. So you had mentioned about, you know, like family and responsibility and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I don't really have that yet, but I guess I'm like, I'm going to get it.
Right.
So far, like a habit or whatever that I have is, it's like, it's, you have an overall goal, but like it's tiny steps. It's not take a, you know, giant bite. It's, you know, cut off little pieces so that you can chew them up and that you can actually move closer. So it's like slow and steady. Like, for example, I have to clean out the house because I'll be leaving soon and I don't want to have to deal with that in like 60 days, like just clean out everything.
Yeah.
So I cleaned like two rooms out. Like I throw them and stuff away. I'm like, all right, think about if you're going to keep that. Cause if not, we're going to get rid of that too. Like, so I'm, you know, just day by day. Yeah. Preparing. Yeah.
Very good. You have to. We're talking about how to make habits stick. What kind of good habits you guys got? You know, Ryan Leapy from X Athletics, friend of the show, good friend of mine, love this guy. He says, one day at a time, little by little, becomes a lot. So he's learned that habit over time. I think a lot of times, thank you for that, for checking in, Ryan, with that. I think a lot of times, just like Janae said, that they're kind of on the same page. We try to jump in and do everything at once, and it becomes overwhelming, and we sit down, and we quit. And
or we expect, like, huge changes from your small thing.
Yeah.
Like you'll expect everything to change overnight just because you started working on it.
Right. And it's not the way it's going to happen. We have a guest calling in today. Guys, I want to introduce you. You know what? Let me just pick up the phone. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Man, thanks for calling in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is actor Cody N. Carter. Now, Cody, I've got your bio, man. First of all, I want to thank you for calling into the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. Thanks for getting up early and calling in. And you've been acting since you've been 8 years old. But let me talk about this real quick. Cody is in this phenomenal movie that, and I believe it's being launched when end of this month, Cody?
Yes, sir. August 25th.
August 25th. He is the lead in the forthcoming movie, The Last Shot. And I'm just so glad to have you on the show this morning, man. Thanks for calling in, man. I'm excited for the movie. It's done by our good friend Terrence Arlen and that crew, man. And I just wanted to have you on the show, man. So thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Hey, man, listen, I saw part of your journey is you were acting since you were 8 years old and you were in Charlotte's Web. Tell us about getting started early as an actor.
I think the cool thing about everything was when I first did Charlotte's Web, I didn't know I wanted to be an actor. You know, it was kind of like one of those chance things when you're in school and it's like, you know, everybody has to do a play, you know, one of those things.
Right, right.
And I just kind of like fell in love with it, but I didn't know I fell in love with it. It was like pretty cool. And then I, you know, took time off just to be a kid.
Yeah.
And then around like 12, 13, I told my mom I really wanted to do this thing. And she said, if you really want to do it, then you know what you got to do. You got to, you know, put the work in. And,
yeah.
Everything from like 12, 13, it's just been, that's all I've been doing is just focusing on this.
You know, I was reading yesterday, man, you've worked alongside Julia Dreyfus, Clifton Powell,
yes.
Justin Timberlake, Kate Winslet, man. So you've worked with some really good people, man. So and we're talking about how to make habits stick, right? Now to be in that group of people, you know, the people I've talked about and the people I've mentioned, pretty much everybody knows their names, man. What kind of habits? Because this show is about habits today. We're talking about keeping and maintaining good habits. What are some of the good habits that you had to form that allow you to perform at the level that you are? Because it just doesn't happen overnight. What does Cody Carter, what are some of the habits of Cody Carter, future Oscar winner Cody Carter? What are some of the, hey man, listen, I speak things into existence.
Yeah,
I for sure going to see you one day with that Golden Globe and the Oscar and all that stuff. So what are some of the habits that Cody Carter has done to maintain or get him to where he's got to now?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think one of the main things is work ethic.
Like, okay.
You know, just being able to work through the adversity, no matter what life hits you with, you know, because, you know, life going to hit you on the journey.
Yeah.
But I think just being able to persevere and know that where you're trying to get with, where you're trying to get in life. So my work ethic has always been strong, and just dedication, just being dedicated and being a student to the game.
Right,
you know, just being a student, man. I soak up so much game when I'm around different people who got, you know, lengthier resumes, people who I can learn from.
Yeah,
I just love to just be a student of the game, and I study, always studying, like always learning different things, always looking up videos, how I could be better, how I can sharpen, how I could, you know, perfect the character.
Sure, sure.
You know, always just being a student. Work ethic, being a student of the game, and then determination.
Sure.
That's the key.
Cody, I'm glad you said that because that falls right in line with one of my points when I'm talking about today about making your habits stick. And one of the points is study other industries. You talk about being a student of the game. So we look at studying our industry, other industries. We look at studying people who do what we do and for different ideas. And so you have mm-hmm. to be a student of whatever you're in, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching on Instagram, Facebook, listen at www.dbam.com, 860 on the AM dial, you have to be a student of the industry that you're involved in. That's how you get better. You take some
right.
you take some things from, and I'm sure you've taken some things from these actors and actresses that you've worked with. I see that you've worked that you were actually mentored by Tony Rossi. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tony Rossi, if you don't know, he was on The Sopranos. And I know I got some Sopranos watchers here, but he was too. So you take some of these things from these industry greats. That's part of it, guys. Study other industries, study other people within your industry, become a student of the game to make these habits stick. I have folks in here that do different things. Kair's cooking, Janae's writing, you know, Jason does some things. Look at what these other folks in your industry are doing and kind of take from that, man. That's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. I but what keeps you motivated, man? What keeps Cody Carter motivated?
Well, you know, I have two sons, man. So, you know, that's the first piece of motivation. Just making sure, you know, that I could be a bigger example than the father I had, you know. So
right.
That's number one.
Okay.
Know?
So your motivation to your children. Yeah, they'll motivate you. Yeah.
That, and then, you know, just coming from the family I come from, I'm kind of like the one everybody looks to and leans to, you know, for that motivation, for that inspiration. So it's like I can't lose. I got to win for my family.
Right.
Like, I got to change the narrative. I got to change the paradigm in my family. So it's like, you know, that's why I never look at what another actor's doing, what another person's doing, because the competition I'm in right now is to change the narrative for my family.
Very good.
So that's what keeps me so focused, keeps me so going. And I know, you know, I can't stop, because if I stop, if I quit, if I lose, then we lose.
Right.
That's my concept.
Sure.
Like, I gotta get it for us as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what keeps me going.
Well, man, thanks, man. That's awesome. Hey, guys, call in if you want to talk to Cody Carter. And we're going to talk about this movie in 1 minute. Call in 888-329-3306 on Instagram Live. Leadership checks in. He says that he has built the habit of talking through everything with wise, experienced, trustworthy people. That's part of making your habits stick. And thank you for saying that, because part of it, too, is now, this is going to sound crazy to everybody involved, but this is the kind of inventory that we do. If you want to grow, form a personal board of advisors who help you stay the course. Find some mentors. Not everybody that's agreeing with you, but find some personal advisors that'll help you stay the course. And don't be afraid to meet with them. Don't be afraid to talk to them every 90 days or something. And have somebody in there that says no to everything. You need a no person. You can't have somebody to always say yes to your stuff. All right? So have a board of advisors. Thank you for checking in Leadership on Instagram Live. We're talking to Cody Ann Carter. He is the star of the forthcoming movie called The Last Shot. The Last Shot. Cody, talk to us about the movie, man.
Yes.
Give us a synopsis of the movie. You're the lead. What's going on in The Last Shot?
Oh, man, it's an honor. It's just about a guy, you know, coming home from prison after going away for a while.
Okay.
And he's just basically trying to get his life back on track. I don't want to give you guys too much, but he's trying to get his life back on track. He went away for a horrendous crime. And he's just trying to figure out life. As he knew it, okay. But it's a whole different world than you know how it was 10 years ago. And as he's trying to figure his life out, a bunch of things are happening, and it's all pointing towards him.
Okay.
And mind you, he has nothing to do with any of these things.
Right.
So it's basically like his last shot at life. He's trying to find love. He's trying to find his way. And the last shot metaphor is like, you know, I'm working at a bar, you know, I'm an alcoholic as well. So I'm dealing with alcoholism as well. So it's so many different metaphors in this movie.
Yeah.
It's well written. Terrence Harlan did a heck of a job writing the script.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take people on a ride. It's going to take you on a ride. It's going to take you on an emotional roller coaster. And I think you're going to love and hate some characters, but I think overall you're going to be very invested in the storyline, because the storyline from start to finish is going to leave you with some type of message, and you're going to have to watch it again.
Well, that's
good. You're not
going
to get it all in the first view.
That's great. Now, where can we see that? I know it'll be streaming. I know it's global. Where can we see it when it comes out?
Fandango Now, Vudu, Google Play, iTunes. Amazon Prime.
Wow.
And more. It's going to be on cable as well. So it's going to be on cable TV. So you'll be able to catch it somehow, some way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cody, man, thanks for being on the show. Now, can you do me a favor? After we watch it, will you come back on the show so we can discuss your characters? And I'll let you know whether we liked you or not, or liked your character.
Oh,
we like you. But you know, now I get a chance to take it out on the character.
I would love to. I want your honest critique. I want you to, you know, be honest with me and you know, watch it and let me know truly.
Oh,
what you
man,
think.
Listen, I know you've done a phenomenal job. If you make me hate you as a character, you did a great job. Because I like you as a person. So but man, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of Terrence Arlen, man. I'm excited for this to come out. You guys, please check this out on August 25th. You heard it's going to be everywhere. Fandango, Vudu, what'd you say? Amazon Prime. Where else?
Oh, I said Amazon Prime.
Yeah, iTunes.
You'll be able to get it in Walmart, Best Buy, Barnes & Noble.
Oh, man.
You'll be able to buy it, too. So it'll be everywhere, from streaming to the DVDs, and it'll be on your cable TV. So,
Cody, thank you, man. Proud of you, man. Thank you for being part of the show, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, guys. And, you know, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at I am Cody Ann Carter, and Facebook Cody Ann Carter.
Say that one more time. I am Cody Ann Carter, and where else?
Yeah, on Instagram, IamCody, letter N, Carter.
Okay.
And Facebook, Cody and Carter.
Okay, very good. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, guys, you listen to the Ralph Graves Jr. Morning Show. We will be right back after these messages. We're going to keep diving into our topic, and I'm going to tease Jamie in a minute, but I'm so glad to have you guys in with the show. We'll be right back with the verse of the day after these messages.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Jackson, and I'm one of the attorneys with Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, where we put people first. We're a full-service law firm that specializes in personal injury, workers' compensation, nursing home abuse, medical malpractice, real estate, and wills and trusts. Should you ever need any legal assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us. We can be contacted toll-free at 1-877-866-7535. Once again, that's 1-877-866-7535. Also, please visit our website at www.peoplefirstlawyers.com and see how we can assist you. And please, be sure to mention that you heard us on the Ralph Graves Jr. Show and ask for Jamie Jackson.
Set goals. Make them happen. What do you do every single day? What do you do on a daily basis? And does what you do run parallel with what your goals are? If not, that's okay. Evaluate what you do on a daily basis. Make small changes. Set goals and make them happen. The make part is writing down what you do on a daily basis, evaluating it, and then making small changes on a day-to-day basis. This is X Athletics. Age, size, abilities. We all can. This is about getting up off the ground when you're 90 years old. Functional fitness. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of life. This is a decision, a conscious decision for yourself. Coach Lee, 856-236-0810, www.xathletics.co, xathletics123@gmail.com, CoachLeaf_X on Instagram.
Revive Hydration is a proud sponsor of the Ralph Graves Morning Show. Revive Hydration is the first IV hydration and vitamin infusion service in the South Jersey area. For more details, please visit their website at www.revivehydration.com or you can give them a call at 856-485-0070. Again, their website, www.revivehydration.com or give them a call at 856-485-0070.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Ralph Graves Jr. Show, and now it is time for your verse of the day, which comes from Proverbs 19:20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou may be wise in thy latter end. You don't know it all, and I'm sure you don't have it all figured out. If you do not develop those good habits and get rid of the bad ones, your latter end will just be an end. To make good habits stick, simply be teachable. I'm Janae Graves, and that was your verse of the day.
Thanks, Janae. I appreciate that so much. And we're talking about making, and that, I love that verse because that brings me to my next point. Find people who challenge you intellectually. If you want to make your good habits stick, you have to find people. You need to find a personal advisor board, but also same thing. Find people who challenge you intellectually. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Just the bottom line. If you are the smartest person in the room all the time, you are in. I'm talking about habits. I'm talking about making your habits stick. Then you have to be around people who challenge you intellectually. Jamie Jackson's in the house, everybody. Everybody say good morning to Jamie. Jamie's here.
Good morning.
Always
good.
Always good to have Jamie.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Finally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
After the detour.
I got worried. I didn't know where you were. I was like, I didn't know whether to text or call. And I said, she'll be all right. Then when I heard you coming, I was like, look at Jamie. She's here. So find people who chat. Why is that? Why are we intimidated by that? I know some people are. I used to be intimidated by that when I was a young man. But then I learned quick that your elders know so much more about life All right. When I say elders, I'm not even necessarily talking about age. If you've been in the industry longer than I have, you're my elder in that industry.
Right.
Why is that so hard for us to grasp? Or why do we want to find people who challenge us intellectually? Anybody care to jump in on that? Have you ever been intimidated by that? Anyone?
I think people get caught in the comparison. Like, it's instead of I'm trying to grow myself, I'm too busy comparing myself. So I don't want anyone higher than me or more experienced than me telling me what to do, because then right. I'm like, oh, I'm not there yet. But it's like, yeah. No, you're not. You need to get there. But I think people get stuck in just like
you got to get over yourself. Yeah.
Thing. Instead of trying to get better, they're just directly comparing. And then
yeah.
You don't want to listen to them anymore because it's like, oh, they're smarter yeah. than me or yeah. something.
Stephen Hart, good morning, man, on Instagram Live. Y'all don't understand. See, Stephen Hart checked in. You're talking about getting around somebody that's an elder in the industry. Stephen A. Hart down there in Maryland, if you have a podcast, you got to listen to his podcast, which is phenomenal. I've been on his podcast. Listen to it. Find him on Instagram. Find him on LinkedIn. He is one of these intellectual guys that I try to keep myself around, but he challenges you intellectually. And if you want to make a habit stick, you got to get around those people. Why are we intimidated by that, Jamie? What do you think?
I think for the most part, a lot of people are more concerned with perception than reality. You know, they want to yeah. be perceived as, you know,
yeah.
knowing more than what they do.
Right.
And so sometimes I think you are scared to ask a question in the meeting or, you know, ask a question that reveals you don't know when somebody already thinks you have that answer. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking the question or saying, I don't know, and I'd like to find out more. Yeah. You know, I'm going to look into that. Or yeah. or just, because the only stupid question is the one you don't ask. You right. know,
like, yeah,
because
it's going to come out that you don't know yeah. it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it comes with a level of maturity as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like realizing
right.
that you're not the smartest person. So you should probably get around some people.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. And I mentioned my brother, Stephen Hart. The name of his podcast, I told you guys to listen to it. He probably said, what is it? It's Trailblazers FM podcast. Listen to his podcast. It's phenomenal. I was a guest on there. But he's a guy that you want to be around. Another guy that I keep myself around is Dr. Rocco Caven. You know he's a friend of the show. He just checked in on Instagram Live. You have to. Thanks for checking in, I Revive Hydration. You have to be around people who challenge you intellectually. You also have to have that board of advisors. Don't be so high on yourself and act like you don't need anybody. We just read it biblically from the text. From the text. You get some wise counsel you need to be around. So that's what we're talking about today. How to make good habits stick. How to make your habits stick. And so the next point I want to talk about, guys, the next point is rewire your brain. And the stuff we're talking about, sometimes you have to rewire your brain. All right? You know, finding a group of advisors, being around people who challenge you intellectually, studying other industries and ideas, or studying what people do within your industry. It's going to take you rewiring your brain. All right? It's going to take you to I read a book years ago. I even forget who wrote it. Gave it to my cousin. Shout out to my cousin Lamont. Still has my book, but he can have it. It's called, well, you know why I say that? Because I'm one of these guys that got so many books.
Right.
My wife gets on me. Like, I got to get rid of them. But it was a great book. What got you here will not get you there.
That sounds like
I forgot who wrote it, but it's a good book. What got you here?
Mm-hmm.
So you're here. I'm great. I'm glad that you're here. You think you've arrived. But there's some other things that you're going to have to do. There's some other discomfort. there's some other things you have to do to get you where you really want to be at. So
that's the hard part is the rewiring.
Yeah.
Because it's like
yeah.
you rewired it to get to where you are. So you think that the rewiring's done, but if you want to keep going, it's a constant rewiring.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just always uncomfortable.
Always.
You just gotta keep rewiring it.
I think what helps me do it is I stay hungry. You have to stay hungry. My refrigerator is always empty. I think I said it last week. It ain't never full. My refrigerator is always empty. You have to stay. If you're going to rewire yourself, Jamie, you're going to rewire yourself, Kair, Jason, you have to stay hungry. What got me here won't necessarily get me there. So I've got to stay hungry at this thing. We're talking about making these habits stick. Jamie, what is there a habit? I know you got great habits. What habit that you have that you're proud of that's sticking?
Well, you know, when we did a show, I guess it was maybe like almost 2 months ago now, where it was how to get started in the thing. And I was trying to clear out my bed, declutter my closet in the bedroom and redo my bedroom and everything. And it took me a while and a lot of steps. I just bit off a little bit at a time. I heard y'all say that earlier.
Yeah.
And I stuck with it and I decluttered the bedroom, and it's like my sanctuary now, that, you know, this is my little personal retreat. It's all nice and neat.
Right.
And I'm trying to keep that closet like that. And it is a struggle. It's a daily. I'm like, nope. We are going to hang this up right now. Because the second I let it go, I'm going to fall right back in.
Yeah.
So I think that consistency, like, stay on it.
Yeah.
Don't let it drop.
Yeah.
And with stuff like that, because keeping my room and space clean is like a huge thing.
Keeping decline.
And I just remember that 5 second rule. It's like, if you can do it in 5 seconds, just do it right now.
Yeah.
Like, it takes less than 5 seconds to put away that garment that you just wanted to take off and step out of. Like,
right.
Just put it away. Just, you know where it goes.
Yeah.
Put it away.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's staying hungry, staying at it. It's staying on top of these habits. I like what Janae said, that 5 second rule. Mel Robbins made that famous, author Mel Robbins, in her book called The 5 Second Rule. She said, just count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it makes you get up and go. You know, it makes you get up and go. If we count 1 to 5, your brain will say, well, wait a minute, we still got something to do. So it's rewiring your brain. We are the most powerful computer systems, in the world. It's us. So once you rewire it and get at it and stay hungry at these things, you'll develop these habits that'll propel you to the next level and to being the person that you want to be, whatever it is. But the key is, and I got to go back to it, the key is, I found out one of the keys is being around, I got to keep going back to it, being around the right people. I think so many times we allow ourselves to be influenced by the wrong people. One person in your life. It only takes one person in your life to not completely derail you. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? I should get a bunch of hearts and likes and loves on Facebook just on that. One person. You can allow one wrong person in your life.
Come on now.
And it can derail you. It can derail you completely. So we have to take inventory of these things. We have to be aware of these things. Jason, do you think it's important, man, keeping the right people? And have you done a good job at it? You know, I know we keep a lot of, and let me say this, Jancy, before you answer. We're good at keeping people out, but we got to get better about allowing the right people in.
10 years ago, no, I was not good at it. But now, kind of like, this is myself. I kind of know who I want in my life. And I know that, like, it's not about quantity, but it's about quality.
Yeah.
So just kind of like, I don't mind. I can name like the people I trust on one hand instead of, you know, counting both hands of my toes, the people I can trust. So it's like, not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, no, I kind of just like, I wanted the vast, you know, as many people around me as I can. Now I just want that group to be very small but strong at the same time.
Yeah. And seasons change. I could talk about that too. Mm. Somebody who's strong in your life this season may not be strong in your life next season. Doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you're not friends.
But it's hard to recognize the shift sometimes. Like that comes with, you know, experience. Because you don't realize that season for them is over, and you try to have them linger into the next season, and it just has a lot of friction. It's not working. And sometimes you got to recognize the friction is because there's been a shift in the season.
Yeah.
This is not their season.
Right.
Let it go. Stop trying to hang on to it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all change. We all grow. We all move in the lanes that we're moving in. And you got to be able to recognize those things. So we're talking about rewiring your brain. We're talking about developing habits that stick. Hey, guys, listen, if you're interested in taking that ad on this show, email me, Ralph at RalphGraceJr.com. Kyer, get the information to you. My good friend Stephen Hart. You don't understand how important Stephen Hart has been in my life. And I don't even sure Stephen recognizes it. He's on Instagram Live. He says this. He said, in some cases, it's not just a bad apple. Sometimes you got to cut down the whole apple tree of bad folk around you. You know, sometimes you got to cut down the whole apple tree. The whole apple tree. Thanks for joining in, Stephen. I appreciate you saying that, man. I appreciate you viewing the show on Instagram Live, right? But consider becoming a sponsor, guys. Listen, take inventory.
You sound like you're a fan.
Take inventory of who is in your life. If it's an apple, if it's an apple tree, take inventory. Be around the right people. Rewire your brain. You know, here's the thing, right? The people that we let into our lives that are negative or positive, they are a direct result of how our brains are wired.
True.
You know what I mean? You know, if you keep dating the wrong people, it's not them. You know it's you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're fully aware that it's you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're the common denominator in every relationship you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, man, she's crazy. No, you just like crazy women. That's you. You crazy. Or, oh, he's a dog. And I heard one comedian say, no, you're just good at catching dogs. You're a good dog catcher. It's you. It's you. You have to rewire who you are to cut down trees or allow the right people in your life. It comes down to your wiring. Now, I'm a believer. Jesus Christ is my personal savior. Paul says that somewhere in the Bible. Somewhere in the Bible. It says, be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed, right here in Romans, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? So I renew my mind daily. For me, it's in the word of God, right? I just happen to believe every word of the Bible. I just happen to believe it. You can believe what you want to believe. You're talking to Pastor Graves. My name is Ralph Graves. Pastor Graves is my show, and I'm telling you what I believe. I believe every word of the Bible. So,
amen.
So I make sure my brain is wired to biblical principles.
And that's also because it, like, rewire your brain is like number two. Number one is set your priorities. So if your priorities aren't changing, there's nothing to rewire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So make sure you're going in order. Like, don't try to rewire your brain while your priorities are still out of whack.
Set your priorities, rewire your brain. Bible tells us to set our sights on things above, right? That's for believers and those who want to believe. But yeah, Romans 12:2 says that, you know, but be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so it's this rewiring that takes place. And when you rewire your brain, after you set your priorities, what we talked about, your priorities, your goals, right? Point number one, if I go back to point number one, identify your priorities, and are your priorities part of your daily routine? I know you got kids. I know you dealing with pandemics. I know you got it. Ladies, if you got daughters, you got to do their hair. You got to get them ready for school. You're doing homework you never thought you'd have to do again. Okay. You thought you were out of fifth grade. Okay. And all of a sudden, fifth grade math has changed. 2 + 2 ain't 4 no more. Somehow 2 + 2 is 4, but you got to go at it a different way. Things have changed. But are your goals still a priority of your day? Are your priorities part of your daily routine? Then once they are, rewiring your brain. Let's get to it. Let's get at it. Here's my goal. I want to see all of you achieve to become the person that God created you to be. I want to see all of you go to next levels in your businesses, in your marriages, in your ministry, whatever you're doing, in your schoolwork, whatever you're doing. But it really comes down to how we're wired. Are we practicing the right habits? Are we maintaining the right? You guys, we get what, 24 hours a day? What's that, 168 hours a week, right? Something like that.
Ooh, you want me to do math?
New math, new math at that. Math on air, 168 hours a week, right? The only difference between who you are now and who you want to be is what you're doing with those hours.
And that rewiring, though, it's got to be intentional. Like, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, you got to wear a shock collar.
And it doesn't happen by...
the rewiring.
a friend of mine wore a rubber band around his wrist and acted as a shock collar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know, he wore a rubber band around his wrist, and it acted as a shock collar. And
because you know when you're not doing the thing you said you wanted to
right.
do, like
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
So it's
you
not
know
even
it.
Like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to be. Let's go back to that. This has to be. We have to be intentional.
And it might. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting some help with that. Like, I know you said get the personal advisor board, but
yeah.
sometimes with the rewiring, you may need to go to therapy. You yeah. may need to go to therapy to figure out.
Nothing wrong with that.
I see the pattern. I can't figure out why yeah. I keep choosing this type of man.
Yeah.
Or I can't
yeah.
figure out why I keep, you know, I can't get the job I want. Because sometimes you can't see it,
right.
you know, but get
right.
somebody
so
to help.
Deep in it.
Sometimes you need a professional.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
to help you with that.
But don't go to the same therapist that the person who's giving you problems is going to. All right? Go to.
That might be a little stalkerish.
Right, right. Now, but you're right. You're right. It's part of the rewiring, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of it. It's part of it. Good morning, everyone who's watching on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. Good morning. So it's part of it. But those are things we're talking about today. Consider guys taking out an ad on the show. Guys, I wrote a book. I wrote a book called Unstoppable. Right? You can pick it up anywhere. RalphGravesJr.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. If you like these conversations that we're having, Unstoppable, we kind of covered in Unstoppable. If you like some of these conversations, send me your email at ralph@ralphgravesjr.com and register, subscribe, I should say, for our newsletter. We have these great conversations on the newsletter. I'll let you know when the podcast is launched weekly. YouTube channel's launched weekly. We do some great stuff on Instagram. But we have these great stimulating conversations like this. You want to be a part of that. Just send your information. Just send your email to ralph@ralphgravesjr.com. Pick up my book anywhere books are sold. Anywhere books are sold. And we talk about some of the things like this in the book. You know, so that's, you know, I just want you guys to achieve and be all that you've been called to do. So that's why we're talking about these habits today. How do we make these good habits stick? Now, you have to, Jamie said it, you have to be intentional. But here's this thing about good habits. You have to keep working them. You don't have to work on bad habits. You just sit back and do nothing.
Right.
With bad habits, they're like weeds. Just sit back and do nothing, they'll grow. You know, like when you do a garden, you don't have to plant weed seeds.
Right.
They just grow. But good habits have to be practiced. Good habits, you have to be intentional. Good habits, you have to measure what you're doing each and every day, what you're reading, what are you watching, what are you listening to make these things
stay. Good habits never just, like, stay. Like, after, like, it's been a while now, you
yeah,
know? Like,
uh-huh.
you've been practicing good habits for a while. They're not just, like, at some point they become habits.
They'll stay, but if you're not careful, like a good garden, it'll get choked out by weeds.
Okay, so it's just something you have to stay, like, you just have to remember that this is a good habit and let's keep doing this because.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay on top of it. It'll get choked out. Fool around and skip a day or two of a good habit that you had. Fool around and slip back into something that you thought you had outgrown,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to do it now because I'm mature enough to handle it. Find out what happens. That weed grows so fast.
Mm.
That attitude grows so fast. That habit will grow so fast.
Yes.
So yes, good habits. They're here to stay, but we have to cultivate
because it's like
them.
It's like your higher self kind of thing. Like,
I don't know if it's a higher self kind of thing, but
because like you just like fall back into old habits, which is like
watch this. My prayer life.
Lower IQ.
My prayer life. Right. Let me bring this up to Christianity. The average pastor, I said before, only prays about what did I say? What, you know, 2 hours a week, something like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you fool around, you think you have a strong prayer life, and you might be praying and fasting for a season. You praying strong, right? 30 days straight. And then all of a sudden you stop because you haven't cultivated it. You'll go 5-6 days.
Mm-hmm.
You might have whispered a prayer. You might have said your grace,
mm-hmm.
but you haven't gone deep in prayer. See what I'm saying? So we got to stay on top of those things. Next thing you know, 6 months have gone by, and you're like, oh my goodness.
And you don't even realize, like, you don't even realize it.
I don't even realize I'm not praying like I used to.
So yes,
these habits have to be cultivated. Guys, we got about 3 minutes left. I would tell you guys to call in, but call in next week, 888-329-3306.
Isn't there something else?
What? Is Did I miss something?
Is there a last one?
Oh, yes, there's one more. I'm sorry. I got stuck on that. One more point. Thank you. Put a plan in place. Thank you, Janae, for bringing that up. I didn't want to leave you guys high and dry. The last point of the day to making habits stick is put a plan in place. How do we do that? I like the reward system. Mm-hmm. I reward myself, Jamie, for That's time a good and energy. One. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate running. Jason, I hate running. Started running again, but I hate it. The only reason why I continue to do it is at the end of the run, I reward myself. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
No wrong with that.
Yeah. So put a reward in place. What do you guys think about that?
Mine How's is that not work? That. I don't do that. Mine is more of, it's like that planner that you got us.
Yeah.
But it's just like more so. Like, what kind of person when you wake up do you want to be? Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, were you that person? Yeah. So it's like a checks and balances for me. Like,
what about with you, Jamie? What a plan?
I like to celebrate. Like, once put a plan in place, and when you accomplish it, celebrate. I believe in celebrating often. Celebrate the little things. Like, when I cleaned that closet out, I twirled in it. I'm like, ooh, I got enough room to twirl in the closet. Come on, girls. Yeah. Let's twirl in mommy's closet.
Celebration. Putting a plan in place. What about you, Kyer? You celebrate your victories or putting a plan in place to keep your habits? What's some of the things? How do you reward yourself?
Buy myself stuff.
She shops. Okay. All right. But a plan has to be put in place. We talk about this, and time is winding up, but time is the most precious asset on the planet, and we tend to let it slip away, guys, right? On activities that don't move us forward. So if we're mastering our time, if we're not letting it slip away, you know, have a carrot at the end of the stick or it's okay. Hey, I did this today. Let me reward myself with a slice of pie. I don't know, whatever your reward is, but put a plan in place that'll help you maintain and achieve some of these good habits that are going to transform your life and transform you into the person ultimately that God has called you to be. Hey guys, listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is standing there with his arms wide open. Listen, don't get wrapped up into how bad you are and what you've done and what you're currently about. There is nothing that can keep you outside of the love of Jesus Christ. Don't think you're so good that you don't need the Lord, okay? But give your life over to Christ today and allow him to transform it. I hope this our program, I hope this has blessed you. I hope you guys have learned now how to make your habits stick. I appreciate you listening to this show. I appreciate you watching this show, listening to the show, www.dbam.com, 860 on the AM dial, Facebook Live, Instagram Live. You guys could be watching or listening to anybody, but you chose to spend time with me and the crew this morning. Final thoughts, you guys?
Keep at it.
Wear a mask.
My daughter gonna say wear a mask. Jason, any final thoughts?
Be positive.
Hey guys, my name is Pastor Ralph Graves Jr. Thanks for listening to the Ralph Graves Jr. Show. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.